Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Things are far from business as usual in cities and towns across America this week. Millions of us are being called to serve our neighbors by staying home. But staying home doesn't mean that our work stops, and we know that it sure doesn't mean work on the farm stops. There is a lot beyond our control and still unknown as we face this crisis, but we can focus on and be faithful with the tasks at hand. For farmers and ranchers, our calling hasn't changed, though its importance hits closer to home in times like these. We are committed to rising every day to grow and harvest the food we all depend on. We can't do that work alone, however. In the days, weeks, and months ahead, agriculture will continue to depend on access to a skilled workforce to help with the work of planting, cultivating, and harvesting our crops. For this reason, Farm Bureau is urging our nation's leaders to classify farm workers as emergency workers on H-2A guest worker visa applications. We understand the administration's responsibility to act on behalf of our public health, and we must all do our part to protect the health of our families and communities. We can, and we must, find a way to safely secure access to the workforce agriculture needs to continue our critical work of providing a healthy, affordable food supply for our nation. We have been blessed with plenty when it comes to America's food supply. Empty shelves can be frightening, but empty fields and barns would be devastating. Times like these should remind us all of the importance of ensuring our nation's food security. While many retailers are scaling back and temporarily closing for public health, agriculture remains on call 24/7. As Americans everywhere rush to their local grocery stores, I'm reminded of and grateful for the tireless hours farmers and ranchers put in all year long to supply healthy, affordable food to be processed and packaged so stores can restock grocery shelves, produce bins, and meat and dairy cases. We can also be thankful to live in a time when advances in technology allow us to continue our work and stay connected from a distance. But this national and global crisis, now more than ever before, is a reminder that a reliable broadband connection is a necessity for all, not a luxury to be enjoyed by some. Farmers must be able to stay connected across the supply chain. Students in rural America will need access to online classes as grade schools, high schools, and universities shut down for the coming weeks, possibly months. And rural Americans of all ages will depend on access to telemedicine and counseling services to protect and promote well-being throughout this crisis. While the coming weeks will be long for everyone, our friends with no reliable broadband will face a greater challenge in connecting to critical information and services. Like you, I am praying for a quick end to this pandemic. I also have faith that great stories of service, of neighbors helping neighbors, and communities working together, even from a distance, to protect one another, will shine brightly across this country. As any farmer knows only too well, not one of us was promised we'd never face tough times. But I do believe that the Lord gives us grace to face each day and to handle the tasks He has set before us. Let us each face this day with a heart to serve our neighbors, with endurance to finish the day's work, and with courage to get up and do it again tomorrow. U.S. agriculture is working diligently to maintain the stability of our food supply as concerns over COVID-19 lead to increased consumer purchases of groceries and other items. Farmers and ranchers remain committed to doing the work in the fields, orchards, and barns across the country to ensure Americans have access to healthy, affordable food, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement issued on Tuesday. Particularly now, during these challenging times, an assured food supply allows families to focus on the safety and well-being of their loved ones. We commend the good work being done to protect families and our population, and appreciate all the workers focused on ensuring food gets from our farms to our grocery stores. And of course, we are grateful for the healthcare workers ensuring we can treat those who are ill and contain the pandemic. The decision to halt visa application processing in Mexico will restrict the number of immigrant workers being allowed to enter the country. Under the new restrictions, American farmers will not have access to all of the skilled immigrant labor needed at a critical time in the planting season. This threatens our ability to put food on Americans' tables. At a time when consumers of all ages are growing in curiosity about where their food comes from, a new children's book introduces readers to the round-the-clock work and ingenuity of dairy farming. Tales of the Dairy Godmother, Chuck's Ice Cream Wish, is now available from Feeding Minds Press, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's publishing venture. Chuck's Ice Cream Wish is a delightful and educational story that we hope will engage young readers and spark curiosity about where their food comes from, according to Daniel Malloy, executive director of the foundation. He added that our goal with every resource the foundation provides, and we're excited to add this story to the growing library of books that tell the story of modern agriculture. AFBF on Wednesday released its first assessment of the impact on farmers and ranchers in the wake of the national mitigation efforts to combat COVID-19. In a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, AFBF President Zippy Duvall pledged that America's farmers and ranchers will be with you every step of the way, doing all that we can to help you win this fight and to ensure the health, safety, and prosperity of all America. USDA invited Farm Bureau to convey agricultural issues or concerns arising as the pandemic mitigation efforts and impact advance. Duvall said labor, supply chain issues, and possible price manipulation top the list of immediate issues farmers are raising with the local national organization. The letter, which will be updated as new issues materialize, outlines concerns from Farm Bureau members across the country as national and local leaders take action to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 and protect public health. Whether it's working or studying from home or access to adequate health care resources, the coronavirus outbreak has emphasized the need for better rural broadband connections across the country. R.J. Carney, Congressional Relations Director at AFBF, explained in a recent interview that many rural areas lack quality connections. He said broadband is no longer a luxury, and it is a necessity for farmers, for ranchers, for rural communities. Rural Americans rely on broadband for distance learning. They rely on broadband for telemedicine. We've seen a drastic decline in primary care physicians throughout rural America, so the high-speed connection that broadband provides is a quality-of-life standard for rural America. With schools and offices throughout the country closed to stem the spread of COVID-19, access to broadband is critical as students and employees transition to online classes and teleworking, and the general public tries to stay connected and informed. Unfortunately, for many in rural America, an already troubling situation is being made worse by lack of the critical connections only high-speed internet can provide. Data compiled by the Federal Communications Commission shows that 26.4% of rural Americans lack access to broadband, compared to only 1% of urban Americans. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year for two students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or career technical education program and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 27th. If you have any questions, those can be directed to the Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.